In South Africa, a strike at Impala Platinum, the world's number two producer of the precious metal, will continue, and there is no scheduled meeting to resume negotiations between workers and the company.
Some 20,000 workers at Impala Platinum have been on strike since Monday at the company's biggest mine in Rutensburg, demanding a 14% wage hike. Implats chief executive David Brown said earlier in the week that he would sack thousands of workers who had threatened to spread the strike to all of its operations.
John Kelly spoke with Gunther Zimmermacher, editor of South African Catholic Weekly, The Southern Cross, about the situation.
The mine affected is the one at Rustenburg, and that's the world's biggest platinum mine. And the knock-on effect, of course, for the global platinum market is higher prices. And for the South African currency, it's going to be, a knock to the rand, which is fluctuating quite heavily at the moment. Impala is said to be losing about 9 million rand. That in dollars would be about 1.1 million.
There are over 20,000 workers striking right now. Do you think that there's any chance that Impala will carry through on its threat to dismiss all of these workers?
If past experience is anything to go by, they will be very careful in carrying through that threat. To start with, mine workers are working in a very dangerous environment and are not very well paid. The consumer index inflation, I believe, is higher. Certainly, the prices of staple goods have increased at a far greater rate than the official inflation.